I'd like to ask you this morning, if you will, to please turn in your Bibles to 1 John. I would like to read from right towards the end of the New Testament. You have the Gospel of John, and then at the very end of the Bible, you have 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, and Revelation. 1 John, toward the end of the New Testament, 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. Most of you that are familiar with the 4th chapter of 1 John know that there's one word that stands out more than anything else in 1 John chapter 4. There's one doctrine, there's one truth, there's one subject that's the primary consideration in the 4th chapter of 1 John. In fact, really the whole book of 1 John, but especially in 1 John chapter 4. Does anyone here know what the number one primary subject is of 1 John chapter 4? All right, it's love. Over and over in the book of 1 John, especially 1 John chapter 4, the subject of love is stressed, and we're exhorted to love one another. I want to begin now with 1 John chapter 4, and let me ask you one other question. What's the opposite of love? Hate. Hate. Have any of you ever found that sometimes you can go from loving someone to hating someone? Is there anybody in your life that at one time you loved that now you hate? Did you know that happens sometimes in people's lives? The people that they have loved, that they now hate those people. The Word of God warns us about hating people. The main subject that's on my heart is hatred, but I want us to, as we're cautioned about hatred, I want us to understand the importance of love. 1 John chapter 4, beginning in verse 7, the Word of God says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." Isn't it a great blessing? You know, the only reason you love God is because God first loved you. And I think it's a wonderful blessing to know what love is. There are people in this world that they do not love God and they do not love other people. There are people that the only ones they care about are themselves. And so if you love anybody, if you love the brethren, if you love God, you need to thank God that God put love in your heart. And you need to work to cultivate that love that God has put in you. You need to love. You need to manifest love. You need to show love. Love is the main thing. Love is the most important thing. Jesus says, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one to another. The first and great commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor." Who is my neighbor? You remember how they wanted to kind of crawfish around all that. "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity," or love in action. And if we don't have love, then it doesn't matter how much of the Bible you can quote, does not matter how many other things you might do in your service to God. Without love, everything else is nothing and to no avail. Love is extremely important. If God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Verse 12, 1 John 4, verse 12. "No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit." Can you know that you dwell in God? Look again at verse 13. "Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He dwell in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love of God. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Listen carefully now to the last three verses of 1 John chapter 4. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and listen carefully, this is the main thought that's on my heart this morning. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. That's a strong statement, isn't it? You know, when I was being raised, my daddy and mama taught me, don't you ever call anybody a liar. It's a strong word. We need to be very careful about using it, but I want you to all know that this is what God says. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. Now, let me first say that when we're reading here about a brother, it can be a natural brother. There are a lot of different men in here that have natural brothers, but it can also have reference, and primarily, I think, in the context here, has reference to brothers and sisters in Christ. That we, as the people of God, we're to love one another. I'm to love my brethren. I'm to love my natural family, but I'm also to love my spiritual family. I'm to show that love. And then if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. I want us to think this morning primarily about hatred and how in the world, how can we, though we all, I think most of us, would recognize that there are times that we have hated other people, how can we hate people? In fact, God says we cannot be loving God and at the same time hating someone else. You cannot, the man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. Do we need to all examine ourselves? Can the devil deceive us into thinking that we love God and at the same time we're hating our brother? Do you not think that there are many times that we feel like that we are justified in hating other people? And I think that we need to understand the teachings of the Word of God is that we had better not be hating other people. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. Come back to chapter 3. There are several times in 1 John that the Word of God talks about hating other people. We're going to look at 1 John just a minute, and then we're going to go back. We're going to look in the book of Genesis. And I want us to understand that the Word of God lays forth the fact that we're not to hate our brother. 1 John chapter 3. Listen, please, to verses 14 and 15. 1 John chapter 3. We've just read from 1 John chapter 4. Now back up one chapter to 1 John chapter 3 verses 14 and 15. Listen carefully. 1 John 3, 14 says, we know, you know, the Word of God talks a lot about a lot of things we can know, doesn't it? He says, and we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. How do you know that you've passed from death into life? There are many different ways that you can know whether or not you've passed from death into life. There are many ways that you can know whether or not you're born again. But what is the specific way that God tells us in this verse of Scripture that we can know that we've passed from death into life, that we've been born again? How can we know that? We know that we have passed from death into life because we love the brethren. If you love the brethren, it's an unmistakable evidence that you've been born of the Spirit of God. Why is that true? Well, it's true because the natural man does not love the brethren. As long as you are dead in trespasses and sins, as long as you are in a natural state, you do not and cannot love God, and you do not love the brethren. So anybody that does love the brethren, that's fruit, that is a manifestation of the fact that that person has been born of the fruit, born of the Spirit of God, because love is part of what? It's part of the fruit of the Spirit of God, is love. The only people that love God and love the brethren are those that have been born of the Spirit of God. So we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Now listen to the second part of verse 14. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Now listen to verse 15. He continues to go further. Not just not loving your brother, but he says in verse 15, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. No murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. If you hate your brother, the Scripture says here, God says, if a man hate his brother, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Now back up to chapter 2, the Word of God continues to talk about hating our brother. Look at 1 John chapter 2 and verse 9. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 9. The Word of God says, He that saith, 1 John chapter 2 verse 9 says, He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. Can you think that you're in the light? If you go back and study 1 John chapter 1, the Word of God repeatedly in the book of John, it talks about walking in the light and dwelling in the light and abiding in the light. If we say that we are in the light, if we say, verse 9 says, He that saith he's in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. Are there many times that the devil deceives the people of God into thinking they're in the light when in reality they're in darkness? Are there many times that God's people think that they love God when in reality they cannot be loving God because hatred is in their heart? I want us to, first of all this morning, I want us to understand the seriousness of having hatred in our heart. I want us each one to examine our hearts and examine our minds and our thoughts. I want us to pray, God, help me open my eyes and help me to see if hatred is part of my life. Because I believe that children of God can begin to hate people, even hate people that they once loved. In fact, as I think about it, I think probably the people that we tend to hate the most are sometimes people that we once loved the most. Does that make sense to you? That sometimes, I think that your feelings can be so strong in the area of love that before you realize it, that one thing after another begins to happen, and instead of you loving those people, you begin to hate them with the same degree of fervency that you loved them at one time. And so it is that we need to guard against this because we see from 1 John the seriousness of hating our brother. Let's go back now to the book of Genesis. I want you to see in who were the first brothers that the Word of God talking now about. We're going to, in Genesis, all we're going to look at in the book of Genesis is just some natural brothers. We're talking about physical brothers. We're talking about brothers in the flesh. We're talking about brothers like Brother Neil. You have two brothers, is that correct? All right, you've got two brothers, and do you have to work sometimes? Do natural brothers, and do brothers and sisters, do they have to work at not being jealous of each other? Is that a problem sometimes? Is there anybody here that has a brother that you have occasionally been jealous of your brother? Hold up your hand. Or at least been jealous of the affection that your parents gave your brother. Or you've been jealous of one thing or another. Is there anybody here that has ever had anger toward your brother? Well, if you hate your brother, and now, let me tell you how the devil will get around this, okay? You just tell me. You already know. How does the devil get around this? If I say, do you hate your brother? What are you going to say, Brother John? Okay, he doesn't have any brothers. You got brothers in the church. Okay, you say, I don't hate him, but I hate his sin. And what else do we say? I don't really hate him. You know, we want to come up with some other kind of word. We know sometimes we know the seriousness of hating someone. So though hatred is really part of our lives, what do we want to say? Well, I don't really hate them. And we come up with some other kind of word or some other expression. But the reality and the truth is we hate them. And we need to pray, God, help me to stop hating. Help me not to hate. Help me to pray that I will never hate anyone. Look now at Genesis chapter 4. The Word of God talks about Adam and Eve in chapter 3. And then in chapter 4, the Word of God says, and I want to read the first 8 verses here. Look in your Bibles. Here's the first brothers on the face of the earth. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. What does that mean? Cain, what kind of work did Cain do? Okay, he was a farmer. He basically raised crops. What kind of work did Abel do? All right, he was a shepherd. He took care of animals. And in the verse 3, Genesis 4, verse 3 says, and in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. Now, was he bringing an offering from what he had produced? Was he bringing an offering to the Lord? The next verse says, and Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. He was very wroth. That word wroth is closely associated to hatred. Malice and anger all are part of what we might sometimes call hatred. Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Listen to verses 6 through 8 now. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Verse 8, now listen carefully. And Cain talked with Abel his what? Now this wasn't just brothers in Christ. Now I want you to remember that. Because the three things I want us to look at, the three examples I want us to look at in the book of Genesis, each of them are literal brothers. Cain and Abel, their parents were Adam and Eve. Cain and Abel were natural, literal brothers. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. What did it start off with? Started off with what? Okay, maybe jealousy, then anger, and then before you knew it, he actually went out and killed his brother. Cain killed his brother. Cain was a murderer. Cain killed his brother. I want you to go to Genesis chapter 27. Please look in your Bibles at Genesis chapter 27, verse 41. Jacob and Esau were two other brothers. We're going to be looking at brothers, literal, natural brothers. And we're going to be looking at the fact that there was so much hatred. Let me ask you this question about Cain and Abel. And I know the Bible doesn't go into all the details there, but do you think that probably when Cain and Abel were growing up, you think they probably played together? You think they probably had a good time together? You think they probably loved each other? You think they probably just had a strong bond? And what I want you to understand is, no matter how strong your love is for somebody, you know what can happen? Hatred can set in. It can start off with jealousy. It can start off with all kinds of things. That it can develop and progress from jealousy to anger. And usually, when hatred has its root, when it begins, there's no feeling of strong hatred that you would want to kill somebody. It starts out with just little roots of bitterness. How many of you have any? Now, I know nobody here hates anybody, do you? Nobody here hates anybody. But now, do any of you have any roots of bitterness in there? And I was being facetious when I say nobody in here hates anybody. I do believe that there are people in this congregation. I know there are times that the man in this pulpit, I hate people. And it's wrong and it's a sin. I don't like them. And when that happens, I need to look at myself. I need to examine myself. I need to pray, God, open my eyes and help me see when I do hate someone. Help me know that when I say I love you, but I hate my brother, help me to know that I'm a liar. I've just been deceived by the devil if I think I can love God and hate my brother. Jacob and Esau were literal brothers. In fact, they were both born at the same time. Jacob and Esau. I want you to come down to Genesis chapter 27, verse 41. You think Jacob and Esau had a lot of good times when they were children? You think they loved each other for a while? What I want you to remember is that sometimes you can love somebody very much, and if you're not careful, before long you'll begin to hate those same individuals. Genesis chapter 27, verse 41, the Word of God says, "And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, 'The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob.'" You hear what Esau says? Esau was so angry with Jacob. What had Jacob done? Had Jacob mistreated? Had Jacob taken his brother's birthright? Were there many reasons in Esau's heart? Did he have many reasons that he could have hated his brother? As far as natural reasoning is concerned, did he have every justifiable right to hate his brother from a natural standpoint? It's not right, but I'm telling you that the man had been treated wrong by his brother and his mother. He had been treated wrong, and he hated Jacob. His father was dying, and he says, "Soon my father will be dead. And when the days of his mourning are over," what's he saying I'm going to do? "When I'm finally through mourning my father's death." He had probably put it off a long time. Did you know that? He had probably been thinking about it before, but he didn't want to kill his brother while his daddy was still alive. Because even though his daddy had given the birthright to Esau, it was in deceit that all took place. And so he loved his father, and he probably didn't want the anguish to come to his father's life. So he says, "I'll just wait till he's dead, and the days of my father's mourning are over. Then I'm going to kill Jacob." Brothers. Brothers who in all probability loved each other at one time, but before long, roots of bitterness began to set in. And those roots of bitterness began to lead to hatred. And the hatred became so strong, they wanted to kill each other. Go with me to Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37, we'll read about some other brothers. This is going to be the last example. I just want you to know, I think it's amazing in the Word of God, how the Word of God will begin to close the whole Bible by saying that if a man say, "I love God," and hateth his brother, he's a liar. That's how the Word of God begins to close. And the beginning of the Word of God, the book of Genesis, gives us so many examples of brothers who hated each other so much that they actually killed or wanted to kill their brother. In Genesis chapter 37, we're reading here about Joseph. How many brothers did Joseph had? All right, now, Joseph had brothers that hated him. And I want you to listen to verses 3. Well, just come down to let me read 3 and 4. Because 3 helps you understand why Joseph's brothers hated Joseph. And I want some parent here. Can you contribute, Brother Wendell, can you contribute to Sister Lindsay and Sister Lena hating each other? Sister Cindy, can you do that? Do parents often contribute to anger between children? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And so I would say to every parent here, you better be careful. I see, as your pastor, I see parents that show clear, definite partiality. One child seems to be far more important than other children. parents are making a grave mistake when they show partiality of one child over another. It will bring forth fruit that will destroy those parents' hearts. Genesis 37, verse 3, the Word of God says, "Now Israel," that's Jacob, his name was also Israel. "Now Israel," or Jacob, "loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age." Have you ever seen a baby child, the baby in the family, get partiality treatment? Have you ever seen a baby in a family that everything was all right no matter what they did? And you watch out how those babies that are undisciplined, you watch how the baby child in a family that's undisciplined, you watch how they turn out. A lack of discipline, a lack of love of all the children, showing partiality, all of those things contribute to the destruction of our children. "And Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors." Did he make all the sons a coat of many colors? No. He just made one son, his favorite son, the one he loved more than all of his brothers. Now listen to verse 4. "And when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him." Now, I'm going to ask you again. Do you think that these brothers at one time loved Joseph? Yes, we can. Because it was when? When was it that they began to hate Joseph? Did they hate him from the time he was born? No. There was something that contributed to the hatred they had for their brother. The Word of God says here that when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. I think there was a beginning time. I think it started out with little roots of bitterness, and it eventually led to a time that they began to be angry and they had malice and they were full of wrath toward their brother, and finally they hated their brother, and then they wanted to kill their brother. They hated him. You might say, well, they don't talk about killing him right here. Well, you come down to verse 18, Genesis chapter 37, verse 18. "And when they saw him afar off," that's when they saw Joseph afar off, "even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him." Verse 20 says, "Come now therefore, and let us slay him." Listen, brethren, these brothers hated Joseph. Now, if you had asked these brothers, "Do you love God? Do you love God?" What do you think they might have said? "Oh, yes, we love God." Do you think they probably were making burnt offerings and sacrifices and doing other things to the Lord and felt like that their love for God was just as strong as it had always been? What I'm trying to get across is you can be going through the daily rituals of serving God and not even recognize you've lost fellowship with God. You don't love God while you're hating your brother. Somebody tell me what you're thinking right now. Anybody, tell me what you're thinking right now. Thank you, Brother Mike. Brother Mike said, "I have a lot to work on." Somebody else, tell me what you're thinking right now. Does that dear sister have a reason, as far as natural reasoning, to hate her brother? As far as natural reasoning, he killed her daddy. What's someone else thinking? Okay, thinking about forgiving. Sister Nelly? The devil what? Yeah, the devil will work on you and cause you to start hating your brothers. Brothers in the flesh and brothers and sisters in Christ, listen carefully. If you don't love your brother, you don't love God. If you hate your brother, if you say, "I love God," and you hate your brother, you're a liar. That's what God said. Turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12 just a moment. Now, I know these are difficult things. I understand that. Hebrews chapter 12, listen please to verse 15. Do we need to look at ourselves very, very carefully? Do we need to examine ourselves? Do we need to pray, God, open my eyes and help me see, do I hate my brother? Do I hate my sister? Do I hate my brethren? Are there people that I used to love that I now hate? Listen, in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 15, the Word of God says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any, what are the next three words there? Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. What happens? These little roots of bitterness, they begin to spring up, and they defile us, and they can destroy us. Brother Jerry mentioned forgiving one another, and I want to close by going to Ephesians chapter 4. Please look in your Bibles at Ephesians chapter 4. Listen, please, to the last two verses there. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. The Word of God says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31, let all bitterness. And you see, do you want to come up with a different word than hate? You want to come up with a different word? Don't really hate. Don't hate somebody. You know, that's something that bad people do. I don't hate anybody. So the Word of God says, let all bitterness, you have any roots of bitterness? Any roots? I'm not saying it's a big tree yet. Do you have any roots of bitterness? Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And doesn't he cover just about anything you want to call it there? You can call it malice. You can call it anger. You can call it bitterness. You can call it clamor. You can call it what you want to. Let it all be put away from you. Now, why does God's Word here say, let it be put away from you? Why? Because the church at Ephesus had people in the church that did hate one another. There was bitterness. There was anger. There was malice. There was wrath. And they had to work to put it out of their hearts. God knows your heart. I don't. God knows my heart. You don't. But God's going to judge me and He's going to judge you. The one who sees our hearts is going to judge us according to our works. Verse 32 says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted. What did Brother Jerry say? Forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Have you ever hated somebody and then God pricked your heart and you, by the grace of God, you were able to forgive them and you started back loving them again? Anybody here, do you love somebody today that you used to not like? Anybody here, listen, my wife's that way. You're talking about getting close to home. Sometimes, how many of you spouses, how many of you husbands or wives have ever been so mad at your spouse? Now, you wouldn't call it hatred, I know. But how many of you have ever been really, really mad at your spouse? How many of you have ever been really mad at your spouse? And you know what you had to do? What did you have to do, Brother James, when she acts like she does? What did you have to do? That's right. You have to talk about it, forgive, and forget. Sister Sarah, have you had to do it a lot? You know why y'all are still married? Because even though those roots of bitterness come up in our hearts, and they will come up, brethren, roots of bitterness will come up in your heart. They'll come up towards your family members. They'll come up towards brothers and sisters in Christ. Those roots of bitterness will come up, and you need to root them up and get them out before they develop into hatred. But even when they develop into hatred, you need to fall on your knees and beg God by the grace of God to get rid of that hatred. Because if a man say, I love God, and hate his brother, he's a liar.